Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
BFBS, your stories.
Your stories.
Hona Garrison,
Germany.
When he joined the Desert Rats in 2011 as the brigade commander, Brigadier Paul Nansen described the opportunity as a privilege and an honour. 2 years on, and Brigadier Nansen is now handing over command to his successor, Brigadier James Woodham, as he prepares to go to Afghanistan to be Deputy Commander, Regional Command Southwest. On his last day in the Hona Brigade headquarters, I spoke to Brigadier Nansen about some of the challenges and rewards he's experienced as commander of 7th Armour Brigade.
The challenge I've had is making sure that the soldiers retain the core capabilities that, to a certain extent, for very good reasons, have dropped off slightly with the focus on Afghanistan. So, for me, core competencies, getting back into armoured manoeuvre, making sure we retain those skills that we're going to need once Afghanistan finishes and we return to contingency operations, has been probably my focus and probably my biggest challenge, which I think we've succeeded in doing.
Now, here in your office in headquarters of 7th Armoured Brigade, the red Desert Rat symbol is everywhere and it's so iconic. How did it feel to be the commander of the brigade with one of the most proud histories in the history of the British Army?
I certainly, when I was a little boy, knew of the Desert Rats before I even joined the army, so to end up commanding them has been a huge privilege, more so for me maybe because I've been with them for a long time now. I commanded a company and a battalion in Desert Rats, so I've been with them for about 8 years in total. But you're right, the old red rat is very iconic. We're 75 years old this year and we can trace our history back, you know, almost day by day through Afghanistan, Iraq, Northern Ireland, you name it, the rats being there.
Changes obviously have featured highly over the past 2 years for you. Can you talk through some of the changes that you've had to deal with and how you have dealt with them?
You know, as you're aware, the Army's been going through a significant period of transformation. We've dealt with it by focusing on our job, and that is, as I said before, training for contingency and training for Afghanistan. But people do worry about what's going to happen in the future, and the main thing that I've tried to do is keep people informed about what is the latest developments, and I think that's been the best way of dealing with the uncertainty, is just by keeping people informed.
For those people who you haven't had a chance to speak to upon leaving, what would your parting message be to the Desert Rats that you leave behind?
Well, a huge thank you, really, firstly for being so supportive, and I'd like to just wish them all the very best of luck for 2013 and what the future brings. I look forward to seeing the Desert Rats on the order of battle for many years to come.
Emily Slater for BFBS in Hona.
If you've got a story we should be telling, then tell us about it.
Email
germany@bfbs.com.
Your stories.
Your stories. The Forces Station. BFBS.